Adventure Thriller, I Am the Destroyer of Women. But first, this message. You can always count on Mutual's Corps of Newsmen to bring you outstanding coverage of the tremendous news stories of the moment, the all-absorbing issues that command the attention of the entire nation. But these able correspondents bring you night in and night out reports on the news as it happens to keep you up to date on current events at all times. Every weekday evening, you can enjoy the dramatic and colorful delivery of Gabriel Heater as he presents his views of the day's happenings. There is Bill Henry with his famed capsule report, 5 minutes of late-minute headlines that make informative listening. For more detailed analysis, you can enjoy the stimulating commentary of Frank Edwards, who is known for his fearless approach to controversial questions. There is news as you like it for weekend listening, too, on Mutual. Every Saturday and Sunday evening, Cecil Brown brings you his comments on the news picture as seen from a veteran reporter's viewpoint. When you stay tuned to Mutual, you're listening to your network for news. Here, Gabriel Heater, Bill Henry, Frank Edwards, and Cecil Brown over most of these stations. And now, I Love a Mystery. Seven o'clock in the half light of evening at the end of a cold, wind-swept day in a small second-rate California Street hotel somewhere in San Francisco. Although this hotel, where Meredith Hendricks was being hidden up, is surrounded by police, and even the switchboard downstairs is manned by a plainclothes officer, the destroyer of women has got to the unfortunate girl. The fact that the destroyer has now been identified as Dr. Joseph C. Ryder, consulting psychiatrist for the police department, helps little at this late date. It was Jack who figured that inasmuch as killer and victim must still be inside police lines, the killer would double back on his tracks as the police searched the hotel floor by floor. As they had started at the sixth floor and were working down, Jack suspected that somehow, probably by fire escape, the destroyer somehow slipped up above the searching party and was even now hiding out in one of the guest rooms. He was so right, because as he and Doc approached room 613...
That's Meredith Hendricks. Come on, hit that door. Crash it, you bet you. Now.
Don't worry, Miss Henry. The Marines are coming.
Now.
You made it that time.
Yeah, once more I'll do it. Hit it.
Made it.
Mrs. Hendricks, where'd he go? Where is he?
Out the window. Out the fire escape.
Yeah, he's going up the fire escape onto the roof. I'm going after him.
You'll be all right here. The police will be along in a minute. We've got to catch him.
Yes, catch him. Catch him this time.
Get through this window. There.
Jack, come on up. He's up on the roof.
Coming. Six stories up. I'm not much on this human flying business.
Jack, he's coming.
Be right with you. Ah, there.
Come here. Come here.
Where is he? What are you crouching down here for?
It's over there behind those chimney stacks.
You sure?
Yeah, I saw him die behind him just as I come up over the ledge of the roof.
Maybe there's some way of getting back downstairs.
No, no, there's a stairway entrance. Little room over yonder where you can see the door.
I wonder he didn't duck down there.
Well, he was trying the door when I stuck my head over the ledge. I guess it's locked.
Didn't get it open, huh?
No. Come on. Let's go after him.
Does he have a gun?
I don't know. Probably not. He seems to be a knife wielder.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
You don't want to go after him?
This is really a police job.
That's where the police are getting.
Okay. Why not?
Sure. If we keep crouched down, slip around to the right.
Okay, but keep down.
Gravel underfoot.
Hold it a minute.
Huh? What's the matter?
I just want to get the lay of the land in case there's any sudden activity.
They'll make the banister around the roof higher up. Just a foot off the deck. The fella could stub his toe and plunge 6-7 stories straight down.
No, not on this side he couldn't.
Huh?
Look over the edge. On the back side, there's just a narrow alley. The roof of the next building is only 10 or 12 feet over.
Yeah, but the whole story down. Oh, if this hotel's six stories and the building across the alley must be no more than five.
Still, a person could jump the alley and light on the roof below if he had to.
Yeah. If you think the destroyer's done anything like that... Then...
I would if I was in his boots.
Well, maybe he ain't got the nerve. Anyhow, I've had my eye on that chimney ever since he dove behind it. I know he's still there.
Okay, then. Let's flush him out.
Wait a minute. Oh, look who's coming up the roof. Fire escape.
Lieutenant Harrigan.
Doggone, I was hoping we'd cook the Avenger's goose for the police arrived.
Well, we might as well wait for him now. You're going to feel awful silly if Dr. Ryder isn't behind that chimney after all this fuss.
Oh, he's there. Don't you worry none about that. Hi, Lieutenant.
Henry said you boys chased Dr. Ryder up here on the roof.
He's over there behind the chimney, according to Doc.
Well, no, doggone well, he's over there.
What are you doing? Crouching here and pointing him like a couple of bird dogs.
Oh, a wise guy.
Matter of fact, we were just trying to decide what he'd do when we flushed him out.
What can he do except take it and leg it?
If he's got a gun, he can battle it out. If he's got the nerve, he can take a running jump and maybe land on that next roof down there below.
No. Where, over the ledge here?
Yeah, have a look.
I don't like high places.
Well, maybe Dr. Joseph Ryder doesn't either. On the other hand, he may be a human fly.
Sure, I wouldn't mind making that jump, do you?
You know what that skylight? That'd be a pretty good judge of distance.
You mean to clear the alley and yet not go too far and land on the skyline?
Yeah, I don't think Ryder'd take a chance.
Well, we were just giving the situation a once-over when you came up.
Let's look behind the chimney and see what we get.
Oh, wait a minute. Why don't I go around to the left? That way, we'll have him trapped. You folks come up, you know, come up on him from the right side and I'll take him from the left.
Now, look, Doc, you haven't got any crazy ideas in your head.
Just keep him from circling around the chimney, is all.
Well, keep down and don't try to pull anything spectacular.
Oh, hey.
Well, I know you.
Come on, can the jaw wagging. If you're going, can the jaw wagging.
Yeah. Now, I'll give you a signal when I'm in place. Take me just a minute.
It's yell at Ryder, see if we can get a rise out of it.
Hi, Ryder. Dr. Ryder, you might as well give yourself up.
Not a very sociable cut.
Neither would you be in his position.
Yeah.
Come on out, Ryder. We know you're the destroyer of women. You're all washed up.
No, this isn't doing any good. Oh, there's Doc. He's giving us the signal to move in.
About time. Let's go.
Keep your head down in case he's got a gat.
About time I got my own holster around for a little quick action. What about you?
I don't like shooting people myself.
After what I heard about you with them Reds on Thin Island?
Well, the Reds are different. Yeah, hold it.
Yeah.
There he is, Jack. Look out, there he is!
Crazy fool, he's going for the edge of the roof.
He's going to try to make that jump. Don't shoot. You'll hit Doc. Doc, get out of the way!
Ryder, don't jump!
If Doc had stopped chasing him, Doc, get out of the way! Lie down!
Look out, there he goes!
He's going to make it.
Hey, look at Doc.
Doc, you crazy fool!
I'm going to jump, too.
If Ryder can do it, I can do it, too.
He's going too far. He's overshooting himself.
Skylight. He went through the skylight.
Oh, the crazy fool.
There's Dr. Ryder. There he is. I got Ryder. I got the destroyer of women.
Is that just 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. The nurse has got you all tucked in, so you ought to try to get some sleep.
No, not yet. Have they brought Doc down from the operating room yet?
Not yet.
Why did he do it?
That crazy Texan. I don't know why he did it. I don't think he knows himself.
Going through that skylight and falling across some office furniture on the floor below. I wonder every bone in his body isn't broken.
A lot of important ones are. But bones knit together again. If that's all that's wrong.
When will he know?
Whenever they bring him down from the operation.
I'm so sorry, Jack. I know how much you're thinking.
Oh, forget it. It's all in the business.
All in the business?
Yeah, that's all the private detective business is. Gambling your life against some crazy maniac like Joseph Ryder. That's what men like Doc and I are hired for.
He's really dead.
Joseph Ryder?
Yes.
Dead in the mackerel. Lieutenant Harrigan put 2 slugs in his left side, right under his heart. He died before they got him to the hospital.
Well, he jumped from one building to the other safely, didn't he?
Yeah. He made it and was just getting to his feet when Doc came sailing over. When Doc went through the skylight, he just stood there, rooted to the spot. That's when Harrigan got in his 2 shots.
Yes.
You'd better get to sleep.
No, I was just thinking. I'm free again. I'm free. I don't have to be afraid. Nobody's shadowing. Nobody's haunting me. Nobody wants me dead.
That's right.
Is that old woman, Dr. Ryder, locked in the clothes closet in the hotel? You all right?
Oh, yes. All she needed was a few lungs full of fresh air. I don't understand why he didn't kill you that last time. He had you tied to the bed.
You almost did.
Yeah, now, let's not get all worked up again.
No. I want to tell you something funny. Something horribly funny. It's why he was trying to kill me.
Here now, that can wait till morning.
No, listen. He was such a little man, you know, such a little watery-eyed man. He fell in love with me.
What?
He only saw me twice. a personal visit at the nursing home, and he fell in love with me. He said I made fun of him and laughed at him because of his size.
You didn't.
I didn't even know anything about it. I never even thought about him. I didn't even know him when I saw him again.
Well, that just shows how warped his mind was. The DA's office is going through his office papers. There should be some interesting information there.
That's why he killed my friend Grace Ritchie and the Lindstrom girl, Bernice Atkinson. Because they didn't respond to his affection and love little men. So silly. So utterly, horribly useless.
Murder mostly always is. Maniacal murder always is.
Mr. Packard, they're waiting for you.
They're bringing Doc down from surgery. Excuse me, please. I've got to find out.
Bringing Doc down from surgery. Maniacal murder. Always. Always.
Air defense is not the responsibility of the military alone. Even with their widespread radar screen, they cannot entirely eliminate the possibility of enemy planes slipping through undetected. It is up to us, the civilians, to plug up these holes in our radar defenses. A bombing attack anywhere in the United States would affect each one of us. To prevent this possibility of surprise attack, the Ground Observer Corps has been formed. It is composed of civilians who each week give about 4 hours of their time to this vital skywatch. Many more observers are needed to fill out the complete coverage program. Write or phone your nearest Civil Defense Center today. The transcribed of Jack and Doc will come to you tomorrow at this same hour when you hear Meredith Hendricks say...
Mr. Packard, how is Doc? How is he?
They can't bring him out of the coma.
If he dies, it's my fault. All my fault.
I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Robert Dryden as Jack Packard and Jim Bowles as Doc Long. With Louis Van Ruten as Lieutenant Harrigan, Athena Lord as Meredith Hendricks, and directed by Mel Bailey. This is Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.